WTAW News Time is 4 minutes after 8. It's 48 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty, formerly BCR Realtors. Learn more at bhhscaliber.com. Good morning. Happy Friday. I'm Chelsea Reber. Construction started last week on Union Pacific Railroad's Brazos Yard, and although it is located in Hearn, the second largest rail yard in the country will affect Bryan and College Station. College Station Mayor Carl Mooney on our show says he met with UP on Monday.
Starting in, summer of 2020, they will be 1,300 rail cars a day. Right, being moved about and creating new trains that will go in any of 7 different directions.
Mooney says downtown Bryan is already double tracked, which involves running one track in each direction.
Here down in College Station, we are going to end up having to double track because the trains are already longer than they have been before.
Mooney says longer trains also mean a longer wait time at crossings, in some cases double the time. Yesterday afternoon's commute in College Station was slowed after an elderly bicyclist struck a vehicle on Longmire near Harvey Mitchell Parkway. Police report the 80-year-old, who speaks only Chinese, was evaluated by EMTs and released. Officers also report he has been in a couple of accidents before. A Bryan man who last year pleaded guilty to stealing 2 cars and prosecution was barred on 4 other property crimes is back in jail. Wednesday's arrest report from Texas A&M police accuses 19-year-old Joseph Swede of taking a backpack from Sabisa Dining Hall that contained a student's laptop and wallet. According to online court records, Swede has made no payments on more than $19,000 of restitution that was part of last year's sentences. Online records also indicate this is his 7th time in jail in just over 2 years. The Brazos County District Attorney's Office reports a Bryan man has pleaded guilty to intoxication manslaughter with a deadly weapon.
47-year-old Robert Spurger of Bryan was sentenced to 12 years in prison, which prosecutors say 6 years have to be served before he becomes eligible for parole. In October 2016, Spurger's pickup was going the wrong way on an exit ramp on the freeway in Bryan when it struck an SUV, killing 53-year-old Maria Candelaria Ramirez of Bryan. DA's news release says Spurger's blood alcohol level is 0.175, or more than 2 times the legal limit. That's after he was seen having 6 mixed drinks with a meal 2 hours before the crash, followed by more drinking at a bar just before the crash. Another Bryan man is admitted to assaulting his wife at least twice during a 12-month period. DA's office reports 42-year-old Pedro Avedano was sentenced to 6 years for the attacks that took place on consecutive days in January of last year. Prosecutors say the victim's co-workers contacted her brother, who convinced his sister to tell police. A medical examination indicated numerous injuries from those and prior assaults. Avendano, who's been in jail since his arrest, will have to serve 2 more years before he becomes eligible for parole. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
5 counties in the Brazos Valley are among 120 in the state with burn bans outside city limits. Brazos County joined the list this week. Deputy Emergency Management Coordinator Jason Ware says drought conditions have combined with below freezing temperatures to aggravate outdoor conditions.
The fire fuels, actually, when they freeze, they dry very quick. With the wind and the relative humidity being low, it becomes basically kindling for a grass fire.
Ware says during January, volunteer firefighters responded to 17 grass fires, 9 of which began as controlled burns. Burn bans are also in effect in Robertson, Burleson, Milam, and Leon counties. Was a garbage truck sitting on railroad tracks that was struck by a train carrying dozens of Republican lawmakers set there on purpose? That was among the questions Scott asked Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan, who was on Wednesday's train with his wife.
I mean, there have been some theories floated about that. Yes, I mean, that is something that could have been the situation. We actually had a helicopter escort overhead, and I would imagine those folks were thinking, oh my gosh, this is unfolding right in front of my very eyes, and we can't do anything about it when that sanitation truck crossed the railroad in front of us.
Drivers who regularly pass over that railroad crossing tell the Associated Press the crossing arms appeared to be malfunctioning the day before the deadly crash. Mark on your calendar to be in downtown Bryan May 4th for the grand opening of the historic Queen Theater. While the renovation has been going on for 8 years, it's been an impressive effort in the eyes of the new events coordinator for the Downtown Bryan Association, Caitlin Brown.
I just remember hearing about the Queen when I was being interviewed and first started my job there and just how big of a deal it was. And now, almost a year in my job, I've been able to see the progress and learn more about the history and the people involved and whatnot. And so for me, it's a huge deal. feel that we're finally opening its doors. And so for the people who have been involved since we purchased the Queen in 2010, this is phenomenal that it's actually happening.
Details of the grand opening program will be announced in the near future, and policies for those interested in renting the Queen are still being developed. WTAW News Time is 10 minutes after 8. It's 48 degrees. You can call or text us this morning, and that number is 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty. More news at 8:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
BCR Realtors has joined Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, and our new name is Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty. Berkshire Hathaway Home Services parallels the same characteristics we believe in at BCR: success, trust, and integrity. We're excited for the future of our company and what it will bring to this community. Learn more about us at bhhscaliber.com. Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty. Good to know.
Need more space?
We can find space in your home, in your garage, and in your closets. We're Metro Mini Storage, and we put the smile back in storage. Metro Mini Storage has all sizes of climate and non-climate controlled units, the use of a free truck when you move in, and is completely gated with a dual security system. Metro Mini Storage at Texas Avenue at Deacon by Burger King. Online at MetroMiniStorage.net. Metro Mini Storage.
Good morning, it's 8:11. Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Checking the weather, it's brought to you by your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore. Your nationwide agent, part of their member-driven community, where serving members' needs is their top priority. Call your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore, today at 979-776-1900. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates. Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines review and approval.
Satellite photos this morning showing some cloudiness crossing the state. I think the best we'll do today with that cloud cover is partial sunshine. Temperatures today only about 55 to 60. Clouds overnight, cool, 40 to 45. Cloudy day tomorrow, there could be a few showers, highs 60 to 65. Showers will taper off and end tomorrow night, lows 50 to 55. It'll turn sunny and warmer Sunday, highs on Sunday around 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, this will make you feel good. New York Daily News reports that mice, rats, roaches, and flies have been found in half the school cafeterias across New York City.
Nice. Yes.
Only 1,150 violations, so there you go.
Not bad.
No.
I think that's nasty. Just,
yeah, you're right. It's pretty not
pretty
good.
Disturbing.
All right, so if I say Super Bowl 49, Katy Perry, left shark, does that mean anything?
Yes.
Left shark.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
So this does mean a thing to you.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so go ahead. So like what the right shark was dancing, left shark
right.
was dancing.
Well, when
the right.
Well, when Katy Perry came out, I forgot what song it was she was performing, but she had these people dressed up in shark costumes on either side.
Right. Oh, yeah.
And the one on the left apparently didn't, I don't know if he didn't know what the number was or what he needed to do, but he was completely offbeat and just kind of doing his own thing.
Well, apparently National Public Radio had covered all the important news of the day, and they ended up doing an interview with this guy named Brian Gaw. And maybe the whole purpose was for everybody to say Brian Gaw's name.
Right.
Because how else would you know who the guy was inside the fish suit? Again, this is how far they have to go to fill the week with news that nobody else has. Brian said that the whole routine was staged.
Oh, what?
Yep, quote, all about being the character of the left shark, the underdog, the everyday person.
Oh, my gosh. Like, it's so deep.
And a nice reminder, you don't want to have to be perfect.
So. Okay.
Yeah, I bet that's exact. I mean, we
whatever.
Have to, we
he
have
just
to search
doesn't
for
want to throw himself under
meaning.
The bus.
That's right. He doesn't want to say that he
sucked.
He screwed up. It is one big opportunity.
Right.
Trying to appeal to the left shark in all of us, yeah.
Yeah. So a Philadelphia-based donut chain paying tribute to the Philadelphia Eagles. They're in the football game this weekend.
Are
in
they?
In case you didn't know.
Okay.
Federal Donuts has unveiled the Eagle Donut.
All right.
Eagle. I-G-G-L-E. Green, comes complete with sprinkles, of Philadelphia grit and brotherly love.
Oh,
there you go.
What about a lot of sadness and just plain old losing sometimes?
All the proceeds will go to the fund the school district of Philadelphia.
I've got a little faith in the Eagles this weekend.
Why?
I don't know.
Yeah, why?
Just because I want to.
Okay, well, that's good. There's nothing wrong with that. Justin Timberlake, he's performing at the game.
He is.
He's apparently a big fan of Chris Stapleton.
Yes.
Yeah.
They've done some stuff together, I think.
Wants the world to know he's not going country. Although
okay.
his latest album is called Man of the Woods.
Right.
Okay. It is not an homage to those who are hunting and fishing and that kind of thing.
Yeah, but it's not country.
No, it's not. He revealed on Instagram that his son Silas's name means of the woods.
Okay.
And he wants everybody to quit telling him to do a country album. Says he's not going to do it.
Yeah, I think it released yesterday or today, maybe at midnight.
Yeah, I think at
midnight.
Well, have you ever seen the old video? It was the early 90s, a Star Search with Justin Timberlake, and he's dressed in a little cowboy hat.
Oh, no.
And boots. I think he does a Garth Brooks song.
Oh, does
nice.
He? Is that right?
I can't believe y'all never seen that. It's pretty funny.
Nope.
All right, so where will Super Bowl 53 be held?
I don't know where.
Nobody knows, right? Exactly.
Dallas is wanting it to come to them,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, but Atlanta. Going to Atlanta.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right.
Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Circle the date on your calendar.
Makes sense.
February 3, 2019.
All right.
And Atlanta can get kind of cold, too, in the wintertime, just FYI.
They do get snow.
I think that stadium has a roof on it.
It does.
Yeah.
54.
Mm-hmm.
Hard Rock Stadium, Miami.
Oh.
Okay. And then currently the last scheduled Super Bowl, 55, that will be at Inglewood, California, in the new Los Angeles Dodgers Stadium at Hollywood.
Los Angeles Dodgers Stadium.
Yeah, I know. That's terrible. I said
Let's see if they can fill that one up. They can't even – well, with the Chargers, they can't even fill up the soccer stadium.
Yeah. Only one team has won Super Bowls in all – on all the major networks. Oh, give me a
break. Really? That's a fact
a
they
break.
Just came out with?
Here
I'm assuming it's the Patriots, right?
Yeah. No, it's not.
Oh, okay.
It's the New York Giants.
Oh, okay.
Only one team has won the Super Bowl in four different decades. It's the New York Giants.
Okay.
Only one team has lost Super Bowls in four different decades. You ready?
The New York Giants.
The New England Patriots.
Oh.
That's what they don't tell you.
Tricked us.
So who was the first player to say they were going to Disney World? That was Phil Simms. After Super Bowl 21.
Yeah.
XXI.
Wow.
That was the Giants and the Bills?
He got paid $75,000. Which team has faced half of the NFC teams in the Super Bowl? That would be the Patriots.
Okay.
I mean, wow. How much money are they making?
A lot.
$102,000 a man on the winning team, $56,000 for the losing team.
Oh, well, at least you got something.
Not a bad payday.
No. $5 million for the average Super Bowl 30-second commercial. In the very first Super Bowl, it cost you $42,000.
Wow.
That's still quite a bit. That's more than I would think.
Yeah. It is.
Yeah.
Now, do you remember things were different? Back in 1944, because of World War II, the Cardinals, then based in Chicago, had to combine with the Pittsburgh Steelers to become one team. They were called Card Pit.
Wow.
Just saying. Yeah.
By the way, Super Bowl 21, that was the Giants and the Broncos.
Oh, okay.
That was the first time that Elway, went and did not come out on the winning end.
Ah.
But in the 90s, of course, he did.
People eat more food on Super Bowl Sunday than any other day of the year except Thanksgiving.
Oh, I believe that.
Yeah.
Especially because you kind of just graze.
Yes.
You're constantly.
Yeah.
Even
it's
with
finger
thanks-
foods.
Right. Even with Thanksgiving, you sit down, you have one big meal, and then you may pick around the rest of the day.
Right.
But Super Bowl, you're just constantly snacking.
That's which is why I got to kick this crap because I'm going to a Super Bowl party. Nobody's going to want to share finger foods with me.
Exactly right.
I'm sitting there all snotty.
You're going to have to bring your own bag of chips and some kind of
You know what you should get? A neti pod.
Oh.
And you should snot rock it in the shower.
I did take a shower this
get
morning. Just kind of
all that gunk out. Let me tell you.
Kind of just sat there with my nose up, so the water would just run in my face.
Wanted to have an opportunity to snot rocket us this morning. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
2/3 of all avocados sold in U.S. America are bought within 3 weeks of the Super Bowl. That's false. It's wrong. That's not the truth. If anybody says that during a party on Sunday,
you tell
yell
them
at them.
You tell them
wrong.
Scott
yes.
of the Infomaniacs told them that's
right.
wrong.
Call them out. 5% of annual avocado sales happen then, okay? The rest, Cinco de Mayo is the big time.
Oh,
Cinco
yeah.
Cinco de Mayo is the best time. NFL has how many footballs made for Super Bowl? Get within 10.
How many are inflated?
30.
Yeah. really? Yeah. 216.
Oh,
no, man.
Wow.
They're made the night the contestants are decided at the Wilson plant in Ada, Ohio. They're regular footballs, except they have the names of the teams and the date and the location on there.
Oh, okay.
NFL uses 108 of them during the game, keeps a close eye on those footballs. Mm-hmm. Oh, I bet they do now. That's right. The extra ones are either auctioned off for charity after the game,
okay.
or the two teams are allowed to keep them to do whatever they want to with
oh,
them.
Oh, okay. That's kind of cool. A little keepsake.
Yep.
You got to have that game ball.
Balls are delivered to the Super Bowl site via a courier.
Mm-hmm.
It is amazing how much impact this small town of 5,400 has on America, says one Dan Regal, who's the plant manager at Wilson.
Yeah, that's neat. I didn't realize that. Where'd you say? Ohio?
That's right.
Okay.
In Ada, Ohio.
Ada, Ohio.
That's right.
Ada.
Yep. Now, Super Bowl is a good day to visit Disneyland because the park is virtually deserted. No.
Oh,
no.
No.
Not true. There are people who don't care about the game.
Dang it. I got to change up my plans.
That's right. So now.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that don't care about this game.
Now, a year ago this week, Chelsea was not with us. She was in Phoenix,
oh,
right?
Yes, don't remind me.
It's the Phoenix Open that she went to.
Woo!
Did you hear what happened on Wednesday?
Oh, gosh, I did. I mean, I've seen a lot of stuff on social media. But
somebody landed in a cactus.
Streaker.
Streaker.
Oh, I yeah, did I did see that.
Police.
We had one last year. But
oh, is that right?
He wasn't completely naked.
Well,
this
then that's
guy,
not a streaker.
Okay, true, true. But he did jump into the pond.
Oh, well, that's pretty good.
Yeah, he stripped most of his clothes off and then belly flopped into the pond and swam around for a little bit. And then he eventually removed himself from the water and the bike cops went and got him.
The bike cops.
Bike cops.
Got him.
Bike cops.
Yep.
All right, no winner in Tuesday night's lottery. So the Mega Millions, that's tonight, 104 mil. And then Saturday night, 145 mil. I mean, either one of those, that could you could have a heck of a Super Bowl party.
Yeah.
Be not bad at all.
Definitely.
All right, Wendy Williams isn't the only one who has an issue with Kim. Have you seen her selfies?
Oh, Kim's. Yes. Oh,
yeah.
My God. They're not selfies. Someone's taking them of her, but they're all naked.
Well, that's
oh,
it.
Oh, whoa. Where? Well,
yeah, you need to follow Kim Kardashian on Instagram, Zach, so you can keep up.
Sources tell RadarOnline.com that the Reality Darlings family is begging her to stop posting those kind
oh,
of photos.
Oh, sure they are.
It's also the sure hair. So she has her hair in what looks like, I mean, braids. Like
braids.
Dreadlock braids, basically.
Yeah, okay. Now, she's catching heat over that.
Yes, she's
because
catching,
of Bo Derek.
Right.
And the thing is, look, people were doing that before Bo Derek.
Exactly. But I think they're saying, you know, it's
cultural appropriation.
There we go. That's the phrase. That's the
phrase
that's been being thrown around.
Okay, why was it not cultural appropriation when Bo Derek did it?
Because
yeah, nobody,
people didn't get all their panties in a bunch back
exactly
then.
Right.
Right. And so, but and then a lot of people are just going, why are you posing like that all over? But,
exactly.
Yeah.
Well, all of those things.
Yeah, there's a lot going on. A lot.
All right, so Pink is going to sing the national anthem.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Now, of course, people already over how long she's going to take to do this.
Oh.
See,
Who was it? Aretha Franklin? That
oh,
might have
Lord.
Been a playoff game.
Yeah, that wasn't the Super Bowl.
Okay.
That was at the Tigers.
On and on
yeah,
and on
Detroit,
and on and on.
Or Lions game.
Billy Joel did it in a buck and a half, okay?
Wow.
I'm just saying. He didn't mess around. Kelly Clarkson did it in a buck 34.
Good job, Kelly.
Yep. However, Lady Gaga did 209 and Jennifer Hudson did 210. Mm. The biggest one, Alicia Keys, 235.
Oh, really?
People don't want to hear that.
No.
Get on with the game.
We don't know Whitney Houston's time.
No,
they weren't tracking
it
back there.
It's just
you got to hit one really great note, and that's all that we care about.
That's right. Exactly. So the pregame show apparently starts like 4 hours before or something like that.
Yeah, I think coverage over on our sports radio station starts at 1.
Okay, yeah. Explain to me why Dale Earnhardt is part of the contributing pregame
Junior?
Coverage.
I wish I could tell you.
Because everybody loves Junior.
Yeah.
And he drinks Mountain Dew.
That's right. Okay, it's Al Michaels and Chris Collinsworth. We'll see how that does.
I like Al Michaels. Do you believe in miracles?
He's kind of old now.
He's getting
what?
There.
Mm-hmm.
He's old. I'm just saying.
Who would you rather do it, Joe Buck?
Oh, I don't care. I don't care. Well, that doesn't matter. All right, so don't forget now, if you don't want to watch this, there's the Kitten Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
Starts at 11 o'clock on the Hallmark Channel.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be replayed at 2, because I know you don't want to miss any of that.
No.
And then after that, and then also there's the Animal Planet. It's got the Puppy Bowl.
Right.
Which will feature the Fluff versus the Ruff teams.
Nice.
Okay. As well as the Pup-triots and the Be-Eagles.
Okay.
Okay. Hallmark Channel player profiles for participants, as well as a preview of their halftime show over on Animal Planet. The action is commented on during the broadcast.
How do I get that gig?
That'd
I'm
be
doing
good.
Play-by-play for the Puppy Bowl.
That would be, you know.
That would be like a highlight of my resume.
People would want to know how you got that gig.
For
Who did you
sure.
have to know to be able to do that? Because that would be.
It's all fun and games until Snickers has to relieve himself on the 30-yard line.
I don't know that they've ever shown that. I don't know they've ever shown that.
Oh, man.
All right, so here we go. It's 8:25. This is stuff that's on TV. Don't forget tonight, of course, Hawaii 5-0 mm-hmm. is a new episode. Blue Bloods, don't call your mom tonight. It's a new show.
I know, yeah.
All right, you know that.
My mom loves that show, too. That's
yeah,
great.
I do, too. I just, you know, I'm not usually home on a Friday night to watch it.
Okay, on tonight on Netflix with Joel Kinnaman, if you know him, Altered Carbon. Remember the thing that happened at the Computer Electronics Show where they were talking about those body suits? If you know, anyway. Altered Carbon.
Okay.
It's on Netflix. Saturday, the aforementioned Puppy Bowl presents the Dog Bowl.
That's
at 7 o'clock. And on Saturday night, because I know you want to do this, Rob Riggle. Who's
yeah,
Rob Riggle?
He's a comedian. He's been
an
a lot
actor,
of...
but he was a soldier, right? He was a veteran.
Right,
okay.
Yeah, he was a colonel. He was a lieutenant colonel of the Marines, I believe.
He hosts a 2-hour award special recognizing the amazing NFL best players, their performances and plays.
Okay, you know what he's on, Scott? He's on those commercials for Dos Equis now with the most interesting man.
Oh, is that who that is?
Yeah.
Okay.
But he's the goofy guy.
Okay, he is. Yeah, okay, I got it. Okay. Well, anyhow, he's going to do, because at 8 o'clock on Saturday night, you're going to want to watch some more of that.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Because they'll have the Coach of the Year, the Offensive and Defensive Rookies of the Year, and the announcement of the new Hall of Fame class. So that'll be awesome.
Oh, yeah. I saw on social media someone, like, took a picture of a guy carrying a piece of paper, but you could see at the top it said Tom Brady's acceptance speech.
Oh, okay. See,
so
there you
already,
go.
Yeah.
And then Saturday Night Live, it'll be Natalie Portman hosting.
Oh.
And Dua Lipa.
Oh, okay. I don't know.
Dua Lipa.
D-U-A.
I have no idea. Chelsea would have a better idea than I would.
All right. So the pregame, as you said, starts at 11 o'clock. The Kitten Bowl, we talked about that. The Super Bowl. This Is Us at 9:15.
Special episode after the Super Bowl.
That's right. After the Super Bowl on NBC. And then the Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon. That'll be on after your local news.
I'll be asleep.
Justin Timberlake will be on there and Dwayne Johnson. And the cast of the aforementioned This Is Us.
Oh, okay.
So. Man, there's
so
just
so much.
I don't know that you'll be able to live a life this weekend.
Jam-packed weekend.
Just doing that.
Jennifer Kishinko with your money now. Amazon's quarterly profit topped $1 billion for the first time. The Seattle-based online retail giant's $1.9 billion profit was boosted by a tax benefit, its cloud computing division, growth in advertising services, better efficiency at its warehouses, and record holiday sales. Shares are up about 5% in pre-market trading. Jeff Bezos is getting a little bit richer as Amazon shares soar, sending his personal fortune above $120 billion. If the gain holds when trading begins, the Amazon founder and CEO will have made about $6.5 billion overnight, pushing his total wealth to $123 billion. In a series of meetings with his Las Vegas casino personnel in recent days, casino mogul Steve Wynn urged employees to rally to his side following sexual misconduct allegations against him, according to audio recordings of the meetings made by participants. The CEO of Wynn Resorts didn't directly address the allegations, but stressed he considers his employees a family. That's your money now.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
A middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com, brought to you by AbbVie.
Maybe you heard news reports yesterday and this morning that the sales of the iPhone X were disappointing. Well, there's one thing that Apple has proven time and time again. Never, ever underestimate the popularity and staying power of Apple, or its most popular product. Kim Komando with your Friday Consumer Tech Update. So the news that Apple's projections of the iPhone X missed the mark sent Wall Street and media pundits into a tizzy, speculating that maybe, just maybe, the iPhone's popularity is declining. At $1,000, it was too expensive. It was no longer exciting. In reality, Apple reported record profits, $88 billion in sales from October to December alone. And yes, they sold fewer iPhones than they expected, but they still sold 77,300,000 phones, 13 million iPads, and 5 million Macs, and revenues up 13% over this time last year. Look for three new iPhones and a new laptop this year. Apple is strong. I'm Kim Komando. Okay, time for a preview of this week's fantastic gourmet dinner that I, your digital goddess, will prepare at my home this week with HelloFresh. Now, I'm a big fan of pan sauces because it's an easy way to add big flavor. So this week with HelloFresh, we begin with fresh, tender chicken, sweet potatoes, and mixed greens. And we take fig jam, balsamic vinegar, and fresh rosemary to mingle with the crispy bits and drippings from the tender sweet chicken. You get the sweet and savory sauce to drizzle all over your plate. And of course, HelloFresh always sources the healthiest, freshest ingredients in just the right quantities, so nothing's wasted. Delivered straight to your door with step-by-step directions. And this dish only takes 35 minutes in the kitchen. HelloFresh is now the leading meal kit delivery service. Get free shipping and $30 off your first HelloFresh meal. Go to HelloFresh.com/Kim and shipping's free. HelloFresh.com/Kim for $30 off. HelloFresh.com/Kim.
WTAW News Time is 8:31. It's 48 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Awards & More. Everyone needs their name on something. Awards & More can put it there. Good morning. Happy Friday. I'm Chelsea Reber. A Brazos County grand jury has indicted a Bryan woman on charges of Medicaid fraud and making a false statement.
45-year-old Aneli Ramos is out on bond following her arrest last month, which came after the indictment that was issued in July of last year. According to the indictment, Ramos collected between $2,500 and $30,000 in Medicaid and SNAP benefits. The benefits from the Texas Health and Human Services Commission were allegedly received when an employed man was residing in the household. A Bryan man's admitted to drunk driving in a crash a year and a half ago that took the life of a local woman. According to the Brazos County District Attorney's Office, 47-year-old Robert Spurger was sentenced to 12 years for intoxication manslaughter with a deadly weapon. 53-year-old Maria Candelaria Ramirez of Bryan was killed when her SUV was struck by a pickup driven by Spurger. The truck was going the wrong way on an exit ramp along the freeway in Bryan. Prosecutors say Spurger's blood alcohol level is more than two times the legal limit at .175. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
A Houston man remains in the Brazos County Jail following his arrest on Wednesday for breaking into 8 to 10 vehicles outside a College Station apartment complex last November. According to the arrest report, 20-year-old DeMarcus Elam admitted to breaking windows to gain entry into most of the vehicles at Callaway Villas and taking a total of around $100 cash and an undisclosed number of bank cards, ID cards, and driver's licenses. Officers also recovered a .22-caliber rifle that was reported stolen from Beaumont. Union Pacific Railroad started construction on the Brazos Yard in Robertson County last week. College Station Mayor Carl Mooney met with UP on Monday about what effects the rail yard will have on the city.
Folks in College Station, if you're at an Aggie ball game, get ready to hold up not just four anymore, but five, six, seven fingers, because that's going to be the length of the locomotives, and it's going to increase the time that it takes for a train to cross, all right, at a railroad crossing, from about 4 minutes to double that, at least.
Mooney says, like downtown Bryan, College Station will have to double track because trains are longer than before. Brazos County Commissioners this week instituted a burn ban on land outside of city limits. That's after hearing Deputy Emergency Management Coordinator Jason Ware say there were 17 grass fires in January, nine of which began as controlled burns. 120 counties in Texas have burn bans. The list also includes Burleson, Robertson, Leon, and Milam counties. After the better part of 8 years, the grand opening of the renovated Queen Theater in downtown Bryan has been set for May 4th. Caitlin Brown of the Downtown Bryan Association says the program is still being developed.
We will be announcing all of that soon. We're just working on some details, but we're very excited. It will be an opportunity for the community to come out and see the Queen for the very first time.
Brown says they're also developing policies for those interested in renting the building. WTAW News Time is 8:35. It's 48 degrees. Text us any time of the day with your news tips and traffic alerts to 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Awards & More. Take us anywhere at RadioAggieland.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Awards & More should be your first stop for plaques, trophies, and custom awards. Whether you're promoting your business or getting a trophy for your little leaguer, Awards & More will custom design just the right product for you. Awards & More has t-shirts, printed promotional products, custom engraving, and embroidery. Call 696-3886 or go to awardsandmoreinc.com. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards & More will put it there. Awards & More, 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
Dayhill, a Xerox company, is the leader in business solutions for over 20 years. We're more than just copiers. Let the Dayhill team help you create document and content management in a safe and secure environment that will store and retrieve your important data quickly. Whether you're looking for copy equipment, managed print services, IT solutions, or fax and scan services, let the local Dayhill sales team help you find the perfect solution with our Dayhill 360 assessment. Local service, local sales, local knowledge is Dayhill's customer service commitment to you. Contact Dayhill locally today, 774-2200, or at dayhill.com.
836, News Talk 1620, WTAW's Checks and Weather. Brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Partly sunny day coming up for the region. Temperatures will be somewhere between 55 and 60 later this afternoon. We'll see some cloudiness overhead tonight. Lows will be 40 to 45. Clouds, they'll continue to cross the area tomorrow. Along with that, there could be a few showers, 60 to 65. Any showers end tomorrow night with lows of 50 to 55. Clearing and warmer for Sunday, high Sunday afternoon, close to 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
837, find out what's going on in the city of College Station. And Colin Killian's here this morning. How are you today?
Doing good, Scott. How are you?
Good, good. You brought a guest with you today.
I did. We've got CSU Energy Coordinator Patrick McIntyre.
There you go. It's Utility Week. We had BTU yesterday. Got College Station this morning. Patrick, how you doing?
Good. Excellent.
Well,
glad
you know,
to be here.
We were talking yesterday with folks at BTU about how we had that cold snap that we're really not used to. I mean, over 100 hours, consecutive hours of freezing temperatures, and your system hold up all right? No problems
it
there?
It did. Most of our, you know, 60% of ours is underground, so a lot of times that kind of weather will impact overhead lines. So the underground systems really held up well, and it was pretty chilly.
Yeah, it was. And again, we were talking about the irony of talking about it was going to be 70 degrees outside. But I know that same thing. People got their utility bills, and they probably are not happy. But we're not used to having those kind of weather cycles.
Well, we're getting a lot of calls right now for energy audits. That's a service we offer free through City College Station. They can find out about it or sign up on the website or call us at 979-764-3660.
Tell us a little bit about what happens when there's an energy audit, if they call and ask you to come out.
Typically, the homeowner has to be there. We'll poke our head inside, take a look at what they have, systems-wise, thermostat, gas or electric. We'll poke our head around. We'll go take a walk through outside. We'll go up in the attic, take a look at their AC system, because that's the prime mover of any house. It's 50% of your electric bill during this cooling months of the summer. And then it takes about 30 to 45 minutes. We'll sit down with the homeowner, go over our findings verbally. Then in 7 to 10 days, we'll give them a report that details some of the stuff that we found.
Okay. And I guess because they're experts, they can kind of give them an idea. It's going to cost some money to do these things, but how long does it take for them to pay for themselves and what's worthwhile?
Sure. And they usually have a direction they want to go. And if there's any kind of follow-up or specific things that they've got with a contractor on, then we can help them with that as well.
Sure. Hey, I know that you've got the energy, your department's going to be at the Home Expo show, which is happening, what, next weekend? Is that right?
10th and 11th.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to be in booth 92 and 93. Jennifer Nations, Michelle Livingston, myself, and Brian Henry will be there manning the booth. Come out and see us. We got a lot of good stuff going on there. There's all kinds of things for the home and garden out there to show, from remodeling to builders to flooring, appliances, HVAC. We're going to be promoting all our rebates, which is if you're replacing an AC, we have an AC rebate. We had the connected thermostat introduced last year. That's going good. If you replace your thermostat with Wi-Fi or programmable, mm-hmm. we have a rebate for that. The energy audits we talked about already. And then also residential LED, where we give you $2 per LED bulb that you replace in your house.
Hey, and I just noticed that, actually it was yesterday, noticing none of you, all the streetlights are LED now, and you can really tell a difference. They really are a lot brighter.
It is. That project went pretty well. We had a little bit of feedback, but for the most part, everybody liked it. The systems are working well. The light is brighter. There was a couple places that we had to install some deflectors and shields, but we got all that worked out, and everybody's pretty happy with it.
That's great. Anything else we want to share today while you're here?
That's pretty much for me. Come see us at the Home Expo. We got some goodies out there. We can talk energy conservation. If you're building, remodeling, or got some things you want to do, come see us.
Certainly. Thank you, Patrick. Appreciate it. What else you got for us today?
Well, we still got plenty of room available in the Brazos Valley Senior Games. Registration closes on February 12th. The competition is the 23rd and 25th of this month. Ages 50 and over, not 15, 50.
Because it's the senior games, after all, right?
Correct. Yeah. There's tons of activities. You got track and field, swimming, basketball, cycling, golf, a 5K, a 10K, bowling, pickleball. That would be for you,
that's
Scott.
That's me. I'm there.
Disc golf, table tennis, three-on-three basketball, cornhole, and basketball skills. So last year we had about 400 people from all over the state. In fact, there was one from Los Angeles. He was an actor.
Oh, wow.
It was in Everybody Loves Raymond, and he came to that.
Okay.
So, yeah, it was a pretty neat deal. But, yeah, still plenty of room in that. So if you're interested in competing, go to cstx.gov/senior games or call 979-764-3486.
All right. Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
You bet.
Visit with the folks from City College Station on Fridays.
Our community interview paid for by Margaret Meese, candidate for district clerk of Brazos County. VoteMeese.com. Early voting starts February 20th.
The Brazos County District Clerk's Office is probably best known by the general public for the summoning of jurors. Did you also know that the District Clerk is responsible for preserving evidence, records retention, maintaining legislative relationships, and so much more? Hi, this is Margaret Meese, candidate for Brazos County District Clerk. The Clerk's Office has other far-ranging duties and plays a key role in the day-to-day operation of our county government. Please elect me as your new Brazos County District Clerk.
Political and paid for by Margaret Meese.
Checking in to find out what's going on in the world of the arts. And Amy's here this morning from the Arts Council. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. Thank you.
Brought a guest with you?
I did. I've got Crystal Carter here. She's the director of the African American Museum.
She is indeed. Crystal, good morning. Thanks for being with us again.
Good morning.
Tell me what's going on over at your place.
We have opened our first exhibit of 2018. It's entitled The African Diaspora, Defining the Americas. So this exhibit focuses on the economic impact and cultural influences of the transatlantic slave trade. So the exhibit includes artwork, artifacts, agricultural commodities, including sugarcane stalks, cotton, rice, and coffee, as well as an original bill of sale for a slave for the state of Virginia, as well as Brazos County.
Oh, wow. Well, Brazos County could tell where you got that, but some of these other artifacts, how did you get those?
Well, we have artifacts donated by the members of the community. The exhibit is researched by our curator, Wayne Sadbury, mm-hmm. so he does the lion's share of the research, but we also have the artwork and artifacts donated by members of the community.
Wow, that is great to be able to have that resource here so that you can do that. Now, is there an end date to this, or is this going to be pretty much your exhibit for a while?
The exhibit ends on April the 30th of mm-hmm. this year.
Okay, so they can come and have a look at that. Some events coming up. Anything else we need to know about?
Yes, our 17th annual appreciation banquet is February the 23rd at the Hilton here in College Station. This banquet honors 13 members of the community who have given dedicated service to the Brazos Valley. Our guest speaker is Mr. Roy Lopez. Mm-hmm. He's the 2017 Jefferson Award winner and senior recruiter and advisor at Texas A&M. So tickets are $50, and that includes dinner, entertainment, and a silent auction. And our deadline is February the 9th.
Now, folks may not know a lot about the museum other than where it is and what it is, but you have other events that we want to tell people about.
Yes, we are starting this year again our Soup and Stories series. And this series invites members of the community, particularly seniors, to come out and share their oral histories over soup. And so we, our first one for this year is February the 6th, between 11 and 1 on that day. So come out and enjoy sharing your oral history and enjoying some wonderful soup.
Now, if there's somebody who has some, they have stories that they think you might be interested in, how do they go about getting in touch with you to tell you about that?
Okay. Our location is at 500 East Pruitt Street in Bryan. They can give us a call. Our number is 775-3961. Or our website, www.bvaam.org.
Okay, and we're about 2 weeks away from February, and that's Black History Month. So you have anything going there?
Yes, we are excited to offer free admission to individuals for the entire month of February. So come out, enjoy our exhibits, our new exhibit, as well as our permanent exhibits, and do that for free in the month of February.
Oh, that's great. Okay, and again, the website?
www.bvaam.org.
Super. Thank you, Crystal. Appreciate you coming in.
Thank you.
Amy, what else you have for us today?
Well, at the Arts Council, we have a couple things coming up. Our art after school classes are going to get started in the month of February. And we have a new exhibit opening as well. The Brazos Valley Art League will open their exhibit on February 7th. And we're gearing up for our Empty Bowls Junior event, which will be coming up March 3rd as well. So if you want any more information on all those events, you can visit our website, which is acbv.org.
All right. Thanks for the time.
Thanks, Scott.
TaxSlayer wants to know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. The American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey rated TaxSlayer number one in 7 categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is number one and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com.
Building a home is a big decision, but it doesn't have to be a big hassle. Hi, I'm Jared Marriott, and I'd like to introduce Classic Homes by Marriott. We understand the importance of turnkey solutions, budget constraints, and the idea of true customization. We can simplify your home building experience. We're with you every step of the way from blueprint to move-in, and we'll ensure that you have a home to fit your family needs and budget. Classic Homes by Marriott, backed by our family guarantee and the Marriott tradition of excellence. Call us at 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Is today like a day off for people? I mean, there's just no traffic out there.
Oh, really? Window, Scott. Don't have a window.
No window.
Yep, I gotcha. Let me see.
I work in a cave.
Yeah. I know. Commercials, Doritos, Peter Dinklage. He's that little short guy.
Yeah.
And Busta Rhymes.
Busta Rhymes.
In a lip-syncing battle against Morgan Freeman and Missy Elliott.
That'll be fun.
I saw the preview for that or whatever. Who cares?
I didn't, okay.
It's a lip-sync battle. It'd be one thing if they were actually, like, trying to, like, rap battle, actually. There's some skill to that.
I can't take your voice seriously right now.
Well, that's fine. I guess you're really missing the visual of me having some tissue paper shoved up my nose.
That's what it sounds like, exactly.
Danny DeVito will play the red M&M in an ad for the candy.
Okay.
That'll be in the first quarter of the game, so be sure and try that.
Not too bad it's not Joe Pesci.
Yep. Bill Hader will star in a Pringles commercial. Okay. That's the first Super Bowl commercial for them. Hey, speaking of first Super Bowl commercial, mm-hmm. Shiner.
Ooh, Shiner Bach?
Yep.
Oh,
gonna do. They're moving on up to the
good
big
for
time.
Them.
Caller.
Hey, I was thinking Zach was trying to do an impression of Craig from South Park, but all I want to tell him is, you know, Rebecca Creek bourbon will cure what ails you.
Amen.
There you go.
Amen. Yes, it will.
Little Rebecca Creek.
Mix that in with these high-powered medicinal. Yes,
that's right. You may not remember much of anything.
Yeah, Mucinex and bourbon. Perfect.
I would go, but I can't.
Messes up the taste of the Mucinex.
Well,
one of them.
I can't breathe if I go.
Okay, so winning the Super Bowl has a lot to do with knowing as much as possible about your opponent. Not that this info will help any, but it might be interesting. Eagles fans are twice as likely to prefer hard liquor.
Oh, you don't say.
45%. since they like it more than beer or wine.
Yeah.
Compared to just 21% of the Patriots fans. Patriots fans sound like wine people.
I mean, yeah. I mean, Boston people still drink a lot, but
sure. Good wine. Hello.
This is the first time I've ever got to hear you guys in high definition, and Zach is just, he's shining.
I hear you. It's true.
Thank you very much.
By the way, always listen in high def if you can. It makes us sound smarter.
Ooh,
boom.
Yeah.
Just so you know. Okay, so anyhow, but they do have at least one favorite beer in common. The top three beers that Eagles fans have bought in the last month are Yingling.
It's Yingling. Delicious.
Okay.
Yes.
Corona and Heineken.
Corona?
Yeah.
All right.
The top three for the Pats would be Sam Adams.
Right.
Duh. Corona and Budweiser.
You know, I've never been that big of a fan of Corona. I drank a lot of beer. Corona's not my favorite.
It's the hype.
Yeah.
The hype.
I mean, I was in Mexico and I had one, but you have to.
Hey, Corona, look, two brands, same company. That's Corona and Shiner. They do a really good job. I mean, I know you want to think that Shiner's a little bitty company and all that kind of stuff, but they're really not. They're really a pretty big dang company.
Kind of a big deal.
Yep, they are. Okay, so the Patriots fan base is spread out more geographically than you might suspect. 55% of the Pats live outside the Northeast compared to 36% of the Eagles fans. And Eagle fans are more likely to describe themselves as leaders and problem solvers. Really?
Okay, sure. Maybe they can solve the problems that they create.
Oh, that too. Pats fans are more likely to describe themselves as funny, punctual, and patient. Okay. And Patriots fans hate talking on the phone slightly more than Eagles fans. Well, hi, you're a fan of who? Okay. And then they ask you a question like answering how long waiting on the phone, how much that bothers you. Hello.
Hey, Chelsea did a good job substituting for everybody this week.
Yeah, she did. That's right.
Well, I guess you have your number one fan. I didn't know your dad listened to the show all the time.
No, she's gone.
She's not even here.
She didn't even get to hear it.
She's not even
They're
here.
They're saying things about her. She didn't get to hear it.
Well, don't tell her. Don't tell her about it.
So that's fine. Hey, you heard this, I guess. Apple reported last quarter sales well below what they thought they were going to get. Now, is it because the dang phone cost $1,000? You know, at some point, you decide you're not going to spend that much on a, I'm just saying, that much on a phone. I'm not going to.
Why? Why would you? Makes absolutely no sense.
I want to walk in and say, what's the best phone I can get for nothing based on the
What's the cheapest, best phone you have?
That's right. Based on the deal I have right now, how does this work? Okay. She's on her paper route.
Yeah.
So let's knock out the last of our commercials because we have food stories.
Oh, yeah. And she'll be all about that.
And I promised that we would, and I haven't yet. We're going to play older than Alice Cooper. So we're going to knock those things out in just a minute.
A new voice, new ideas, and a whole lot of energy are just what the district clerk's office needs to take us into the next generation. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia, third generation Brazos County resident, graduate of Bryan High and Texas A&M, 13 years business owner, and years of volunteer service to the community gives me a good foundation to be district clerk. My experience in business management is why you should vote for me, Gabriel Garcia, for Brazos County District Clerk on March 6.
Paid for by Gabriel Garcia campaign, Pat Sedcheck, treasurer.
Steven.
Who said that?
Me, down here.
What are you, a yellow booger?
I'm a banana slug, Steven.
Well, what are you doing in my room?
I'm your sense of adventure. Don't you remember me? Don't you know that we miss you?
Miss me? Who misses me?
You know, all your friends in the forest. The trees, the pond, that little fort that you made out of branches. We all miss you.
Mom took me to the forest last year.
I'm a slug, Steven. It took me a long time to get here.
Oh, I guess that makes sense.
The forest is not that far away. Have an adventure today. I'm sure your mom would take you.
You're right. I should get out. I want to have fun. Play in puddles, catch frogs, and climb trees. Hey, Mom!
Yeah, hon? Steven! What is that in your hand?
It's my sense of adventure, Mom. It's telling me we need to get out of the house and have some fun in nature today.
Come to the forest where the more adventurous you lives. Check out discovertheforest.org for cool places nearby. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Thinking of changing your lighting fixtures or adding landscape lighting to your front yard? Have a plug that doesn't work or want an outlet moved to a more convenient location? Maybe you have an older home that needs a complete rewiring. Gilmore Electric Express is your go-to home electrician. Gilmore guarantees on-time service and upfront pricing on every job. For everything from simple fixture replacement to expansive remodeling projects, you can count on Aggie-owned and operated Gilmore Electric Express. Call 979-77-LIGHT or go to gilmoreelectricexpress.com.
About 6 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. So some guy paid you a compliment while you were gone. You didn't get to hear it. You were the sitting in.
Talking to you, Chelsea. Yeah,
somebody paid his. Oh.
I did, yeah.
Yeah, your dad called in and said, yeah, Chelsea's fantastic.
Ever. Yeah. He would never call in and say that.
All right, so here we go. It's time for.
But thank you, listener. I appreciate it.
That's it. So Alice Cooper turns 70 this weekend.
Right.
So it's time to play Older than Alice.
Okay. All right.
I'll give you an invention. You tell me if it's older than Alice Cooper.
All right.
All right.
Who's going first?
Just go at the same time.
All right.
No, we can't go at the same time.
All right. Well,
ladies first. Ladies first.
Always best when Chelsea goes first. Otherwise, she sometimes
interrupts.
Yeah. Right.
Number one, super glue. Is it older than Alice?
Yes, older.
No.
1951. All right, you're
down
1-0 if you're not keeping score.
Yeah. Yep, 1-1.
Okay, nonstick pan, older than Alice Cooper?
No.
Yes.
No.
Oh.
1954. Okay.
Tied.
Pez candy, older than Alice or not?
Ooh, older.
Older.
Yep, 1927. Cellular phone?
No. Ooh.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Should have gone with your first
question.
Instinct. 1979. Okay. Older than Alice. Tupperware.
Yes.
No. Ooh.
Yes.
Yes.
1947.
I'm up 3-1.
Who's keeping score? Nobody's keeping score.
And canned beer.
Ooh. I feel like we just talked about this the other day. Yes. Older than Alice.
No.
Yes.
Yes. Ah,
1935.
I kicked your butt.
You know what else is kicking my butt? This cold. That's what's kicking my
butt.
Oh,
yeah. Blame it on the cold.
I'm all loopy.
Man.
Are you going to be able to take a picture today?
Oh, crap. I forgot today's picture day. Oh, yeah. I can still take it. If y'all want to get that close to me.
What are you wearing?
I've got a. Actually, you know what? I dressed up perfectly for this. I didn't even think about that. I really didn't do my hair. I washed it and everything. I didn't just put any gel. I didn't put any product in it.
Okay,
but,
all right, that's cool.
You know, I've got enough snot. We can fix that.
Ew! I don't want to be that close to you. I'm holding my breath.
We decided that we needed to get a picture because there's not
actually,
a picture.
Actually, y'all decided. Not you two. Our listeners decided that we needed to take a picture.
Okay, yeah, I know. Yeah, because they said, I know neither of you guys look like Chase Murphy, so that can't be right. Neither of you look like Tom Turbeville. That'd be an insult. So as a result, we ended up with
that. So today's picture day.
Today, and
I completely forgot today's picture day.
Maybe.
Yeah, all right, well. You know what, Chelsea? We'll make the determination.
Okay, we'll take a look at it.
Y'all can just take a picture and Photoshop me in.
Photoshop you in. That'd be cool. So, Mr. Downs imparted food on us.
He did.
And didn't come in.
He gave y'all food?
Well, no, he brought it.
He brought food in.
It's in the break room.
Yeah, it's in the break room, as usual.
Well, I don't know if I should go or not.
Well, but
just don't touch anything else.
It's like he's the manager of the station, okay?
You would think. He walks around like he owns the place.
Yeah.
And he's telling us that we shouldn't be using the theme for Masterpiece Theater. And so he goes and finds this Rule Britannia, or whatever it is. And I didn't like it.
Yeah.
So
you weren't a fan.
No. So this is what we're playing. What do you think? See, it's like...
That's
Nintendo.
But,
right.
Okay. So we're going to do that. And then what I'll do is... Sometime, I don't know, over the weekend, I'll put the Miss Pac-Man or the Pac-Man thing at the end of it. So we go. Because we do have a story. Meghan Markle, future royal, dishing on her fitness secrets now.
We had
somebody else who did it.
Eugenie.
That's right.
Dropping weight by eating celery sticks or something and going to some bougie gym.
She decided it was her turn.
Okay.
She reports that she's a big believer in megaforma Pilates.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
I don't know what that means.
Great figure.
Okay.
I bet it's one of those platform thing, Pilates.
Okay.
Whatever.
Hands down, the best thing you can do for your body. Meghan also is a super clean eater, reportedly using BioTulin.
Ooh.
I don't know what
Does not sound appetizing.
Like Duchess Kate does.
Okay.
Biotulin.
To give her skin a gorgeous glow and recommends good posture for perfect photos.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's just like a skin cream. Skin gel. That's
$93.59
Yeah.
For 15 milliliters.
Beauty's expensive, Zach.
Well, just rub some mud on it. It'll be fine.
There we go. All right. Ann Coulter, you know who she is?
Yes.
No, Jimmy Walker?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Dynamite.
Know who he is? Okay, they may be more than buddies.
Oh.
Yeah.
Really?
Let that sink in for a minute. Insiders tell the New York Post Page Six gossip column the right-wing blonde has not dated him, nor have they ever dated, but she says they are, quote, great friends.
They have some good times
we
together.
We know what that
means. Listen to that. Good times. God.
Hanging in a challenge.
I mean, I heard that. I'm going, I don't think so. I don't know that. Anyway.
Okay.
All right. So, and then Brooke Shields is partnering with QVC for a line of clothing and accessories.
Okay.
Good for Brooke. Years.
Brooke's been doing that kind of stuff for a long time.
Yeah. Lazy Boy and all sorts
and
of things.
See her on QVC. That won't make you feel old at all, will it? And George Clooney says that he was scared when he first met Imal. He got her email address and was scared to write her for fear she would turn him down.
Her email?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
That's how he did that, by email. So there you are. All right, it's the Super Bowl and it's Groundhog Day. My gosh, it's amazing.
So many things to celebrate.
Back on Monday, WTAW College Station, Brian.